B-Pod Studios.
And Loren.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a rainy, somewhat cold Monday morning. It's supposed to kind of be raining the next 24 hours, I think.
Nick Koester used the term drizzle, and I love it when meteorologists describe weather as a drizzle.
It was a little drizzly outside when I walked in this morning, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Hallie, did you stay up, Loren, to watch the Grammys? What did you make?
I think, what was first, Dolly Parton, that whole tribute, or Cardi B?
Dolly Parton was first, I believe.
Okay, so then I stayed up until Cardi.
Okay. I didn't make Cardi, so you beat me.
Okay. What time was Cardi? I was in and out. Like, I probably went to bed at like 9:45.
Okay. That's the one Sterling wanted to see when you were trying to debate on whether or not to stay up for it.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
Well,
from what I saw, right up through Dolly Parton and, like, Janelle Monáe was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone.
Oh, that was great. But you know what? There were a lot of errors in the production last night. Like, that whole Post Malone thing, when he was walking through the tunnels and stuff, there was so much smoke at some point you couldn't see him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's because he changed to come out with the Chili Peppers.
Yes, but that wasn't the only, like, production area. There was a whole thing that you saw happen behind the scenes that they didn't mean for you to see. And it was when Alicia Keys was done giving an award, and then she had to get to the other side of the stage to introduce a performer.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And you saw that whole, like, behind, like,
I
don't
think
know
they
who
were supposed to air
show.
A clip or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But geez. We're really picking at it. I thought it was one of the better Grammys in years.
The Ren Direct shows, so she knows.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
She watches it with the producers on.
How about some J-Lo to get us off on a Monday morning song?
I'm so upset that I missed her performance last night. Like, that was the one I wanted to see.
Yeah, all right. Well, here's a Monday morning song to get you going on a Roy. What did Nick Koester call
it? It's a drizzly Monday.
Drizzly Monday.
Drizzles everywhere.
Yeah.
There's only room for two. I'm making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. Holla.
I met so many men, and it's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's gonna comfort me?
Tired of being alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting arguing on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're telling all your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't understand my
love.
Relationship, and I wanna know, is it as good as it gets? Cause we've been through the worst times and the best times, but it was our time, even if it was part time. Now they've been looking at me, smiling at me, laughing like we wasn't happy, but not knowing that we're growing and we're getting married. Hard loving and straight thugging. Baby, I ain't doing this here for nothing. I'm here to get it popping, hopping. Let's ride out in the Benz, head blowing in the wind, sun glistening on my skin. Hey, I'm nasty, you know me. But you still be feeling your baby.
I'm real.
The way you walk, the way you move, the way you talk.
I'm real.
The way you stare, the way you look.
There's not enough John songs anymore, you know? Ja Rule?
Ja Rule, yeah, he kind of disappeared.
The way you smell, it drives me wild.
I'm real.
And I can't go on without you.
Now people loving me and hating me, treating me ungratefully. But not knowing that they ain't making or breaking me.
You think she's wearing her jeweled hat in the song, Loren, that she wore last night to the Grammys?
Listen, I don't care what J-Lo wears. She does no wrong in my book. So I couldn't even talk smack on her outfit last night. And you know I'm all about the fashion.
I know when all the women were up there talking about, like, you know, how music has affected them and their roots.
The beginning of the show is amazing.
It's great, but I was like, when they get to J-Lo, she's going to say the Bronx. You watch.
She did.
Like, she always takes it back, man.
If you listen closely in the song, you can hear Ja talk about Firefest, which is amazing because the song was, like 12 years before. Listen, let's see if we can pick it up. Firefest. Bahamas in 2017.
$5,000 for an experience you'll never get.
Kylie Jenner
loves it. Been there 5 times.
All right,
first
so
yeah, it's all lies.
She goes every year.
Yep.
Man, Loren will get you updated on all the wins and the losses. I saw one fan base is all freaked out because their favorite artist didn't win. But the Grammys were last night. And overall, I thought it was one of the better shows I'd seen, just production-wise and the way that everybody sang. Like, I had no idea that Post Malone was capable of doing a 90s song, like I'll a 90s rock song like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Me neither. And quite honestly, I didn't realize that, and this is probably just me not knowing, but I didn't realize he played the guitar either.
Right.
I didn't realize he sang well.
Right. That's what we just said. Yes. So you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I came in and I said that to Nicole, and Nicole's like, yeah, that's why everybody loves him.
I didn't see anything. I'm just trying to copy you guys.
Yeah. Did you not watch?
I saw Lady Gaga win an award, and I was like, oh, yeah, I hate these things.
But you don't have TV, so how do you watch?
I got YouTube TV.
Okay. Okay. Nicole, that was her big thing last night because she doesn't have regular channels. Nicole, you could get the antenna for $10, less than that, and
it's
then
free.
Get, like, local channels. You can get, like, CBS and stuff.
I have an antenna. The problem is that I live in a hole. Like,
she
I don't
does.
Get
oh,
any.
Oh, that's true.
I called her, and I hear, hey, hi, you what? Yeah, Roy?
I live in a hole.
You mean a physical hole, not a, like, you're down in a hole.
No, like her.
Like
she
it's a dump?
No, it's not a dump. It's...
There's like a pool, and she's right around the pool, but she's on the bottom floor in the corner. So
right.
I don't get sunlight. I don't get cell service, nor do I get antenna service.
Yeah. I hear you, sister. It's why my plants are dying. I don't get any sunlight either.
I've seen your windows. You get plenty.
His whole, like, wall.
That's just lack
windows.
Of water.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We've all been to Roy's place. But it was an amazing show. Loren will update us on the Grammys. Today is the first day, you guys. We are going to play 5 seconds of Cash.
Yeah.
No, 5 seconds to Cash.
That's right.
That sounds more. I've seen it both ways on our emails, but it's 5 seconds to Cash.
Right. I just know that I got an email. I wasn't allowed to say jackpot. And then I got a second email saying I'm now allowed to say that there's a jackpot. So I don't know what the heck to do anymore. So I'm not going to. I don't know what to say.
So you're going to sit this one out?
It's probably best I watch someone else do it and learn, I guess, because I don't know what's the right way.
It's easy. Every weekday at 7, noon, and 4, we're going to play 5 seconds of a song. And all you have to do is guess the name of the song. We don't need artist. We don't need.
Oh, really?
We just need the name of the song, and you win $100.
Now, if you don't guess the name of the song.
No, you're going there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt it.
This is the part you got in trouble for.
This is the part I got in trouble for.
Let me make this legit. All right.
Now, welcome to babyhood. According to it last week, that money would roll over and continue to roll over until someone wins and correctly guesses the song.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it could get up pretty high.
The amount of money that is collectively gathered could get into a high amount. But I'm now being told I'm allowed to call that a jackpot. So if you get the artist wrong, we throw $100 in the jackpot. That rolls to the next time we play until someone wins.
I thought in here we could play a little fun round coming up before we actually play it at 7.
Okay. Oh, that
give people
great.
A warm up. Nicole has picked some songs and we'll just yell them out.
Okay.
Okay. So 5 seconds to Cash is happening every weekday morning. Your shot at $100 comes at 7 a.m., then noon with Cameron, and then 4 with AJ.
Oh, cool.
Right here on Kiss 95.1. We're going to get into that. Plus, we had game night and we all met Lorenza Pear, mm-hmm. Elena on Saturday night. So that was fun. We'll talk about that. There's so much to do. We got brand new census surveys for you at 7:20 and 8:20. I mean, the list goes on and on. How to get back at rude customers. We're going to get into that. And up next, though, we got to tell you, who do you think? Here, let me ask Nicole. Nicole, who do you think the worst person on the show is when it comes to making a plan, like
of making a
plan?
Like
making a decision. Like, who's the worst decision maker on the show?
I think you, Mainey, but I think it's because you're a people pleaser and you don't consult with us before you ever say yes to things. So you actually overplan.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I know people, like my buddy Rinko is the worst decision maker. He went to the Bahamas with me and we would hit him. I'd hit him up in the morning. I'd be like, what time do you want to go to the pool? I don't know. What time do you want to go?
Oh, they defer.
And Amanda and I are like, well, we're going at this time, but he's always been that way. He's always been the worst decision maker. We can go there, we can go here, whatever you want to do. Like, just make a decision.
I'm that way unless I don't want to do something. If I don't want to do something, people know pretty quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
We all work with you, we know.
Yep.
Okay, this woman, wait till you hear how much she wants to pay someone. She's put out an ad because she can't make decisions, so she wants someone to make decisions for her, and you could get rich.
I could help her out.
We'll tell you about it in 8 minutes. If you're a bad decision maker, you just keep going back and forth, and you can't ever make a decision on anything, like what you're going to have for dinner, what you're going to wear. You know, maybe you're doing that right now. Maybe you're listening to the MRL show right now. I don't know. Let's say in Mooresville or Waxhaw or Matthews. Hi, good morning, everybody in those towns.
By the way,
morning.
Love you.
We got to start a new rule. Did you hear what our big boss said?
That's what I'm doing that.
No, we got to time it. I'm going to start timing it.
Every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes. So at the top and bottom of the hours, I'm going to go, we're going to do this.
Okay. Go ahead. You be in charge of that.
Well, he only told me to say, good morning, Charlotte. So our boss says that.
That'll up ratings.
But he wants us to say, like, good morning, Charlotte. Yeah. Like, super enthusiastic.
And I can only imagine, because wasn't Friday's show, I was a bit testy. Was it that show?
Yeah, there was a couple.
That narrows it down.
Hey, you were a real crank last week.
I'm guessing I was a little cranky last week. So this week, I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to say, good morning, Charlotte, once every half hour.
Okay.
Okay. I would break it down to other cities, too. Well, I mean, what about Shelby? What about Hickory? Hold on a second. Sydney, Leroy gets half that. Don't forget. And then I think there's show sheets on there and stuff. And you can stay in here and separate it. Do your thing. Don't worry about us.
We're just going to do the show.
So making decisions is very difficult, especially for one woman in Great Britain who said that she now wants to pay a quote. She put up an ad for an enlightened individual. She's going to pay them $2,600 a month to make decisions on her behalf each month.
She's going to pay how much again?
$2,600 a month.
Oh, my God. I'll sign me up.
What is that like?
That's a lot of money. That's what it is.
And I'm pretty decisive. I think I could do this in my sleep.
Yeah. If you tell me you want me to pick your life together, I'd pick it. I'd just decide it.
I mean, there has to be qualifications.
That's like $30,000 a year.
Oh, good job, buddy. Good job, buddy.
Thanks. I had my calculator out. After reportedly losing money by a trusting friend, she became penniless and stranded in a foreign country. And then she got into like a toxic relationship and it was all bad. Like every decision she made was super bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to hire a spiritual guide or maybe someone who has some clairvoyancy to help her make decisions and get her life back on track. She's willing to pay $2,600 to make decisions for her.
I love it.
Including what to eat, how to lose weight, what to wear. She's looking for a new car. She needs to make a decision on what kind of car she should buy. I mean, it's all there.
Girl, I got you.
I wouldn't want that.
Why?
That's
a lot of pressure on you to help someone make the right decision.
Please. She can't make the decision herself, so anything's better than nothing at this point.
And I wouldn't care about the outcome. I generally, though, I wouldn't.
A-plus employee. Yeah.
I wouldn't care about the outcome, but I generally know what I don't like, but I really don't know what I do like.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Just right.
Pull that audio. Make sure we have that wonderful clip. We'll send that to our boss.
Yep. All right. So the 61st annual Grammy Awards are officially in the books. And Alicia Keys did an amazing job hosting last night. And she looked gorgeous, by the way. I still can't believe that she doesn't wear makeup anymore, and she looks so flawless. I think she did a great job. And then, of course, there was a moment at the very beginning of the show after the opening number, which was Havana.
Yeah, and that was awesome. Yep.
Yep.
whole stage show is really cool.
Yeah, it was a whole, like, almost musical stage show production, yeah. It felt like.
And Ricky Martin came out.
Hey.
Yeah, that was cool.
That sounded cool.
Yeah. Well, after that, there was a moment where five super strong women came out on the stage. It was Alicia Keys, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, J-Lo, and Michelle Obama. And Michelle Obama kind of stole the show. Everyone had these amazing things to say about their careers. And then Michelle Obama comes out, and I mean, the crowd is just screaming.
From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Who was it? It was Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, yeah. Alicia Keys, J-Lo, and then Michelle Obama.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I mean, that moment, I was like, the future is female. Like that, if that doesn't say it right there, I don't know what does. But the big winners of the night, Kacey Musgraves, she took home the big award of the night for Album of the Year. And Childish Gambino, excuse me, wasn't at the show but took home three awards. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist. And she kind of rambled on. They cut her off at some point. And they were playing her off for quite some time.
Welcome to my world, Dua Lipa.
Anyone that hasn't realized how special they are to have a different story, a different background.
She's not even trying to wrap it up.
No.
She's not even trying. Good for her. Do your thing, girl. You're on stage.
A name that honors their roots because they just want to be normal. Just know that no matter where you're from or your background or what you believe in, never let that get in the way of you and your dreams because you deserve it.
You know what I think? I think she's confused. I think that she's trying. I think she thinks that the whoever's running it is trying to make her sound really good.
Oh, like it's a music bed.
Yeah, so she's like, maybe I need to sound more meaningful and say more meaningful things.
No, a name that honors their roots because they just want
to
be normal.
I think you need
just
to play the rap more.
That no matter where you're from or your background or what you believe in.
Like,
night,
that's
everyone.
Your chime. Yeah. Like, your time to go off.
Yeah.
No, but she definitely had something important to say, and just because the music was playing, she wanted to get it out there anyway.
Good.
That also happened to Drake and Kacey Musgraves as well, so... lots going on last night, and we'll get to more of the Grammy Awards in the 7:30 Dirty,
I need to know what was going on outside the Dirty, too. I heard Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were spotted together.
At her birthday party. Oh, my God. If these two get back together, I will lose my mind.
I will lose my mind, too. I'm a big fan of them.
Me, too.
Mm. Which one do you like better?
Oh, Brad.
There's no answer. You lost.
No,
again.
Brad is the correct answer. She's a close second, but Brad is everything.
We got this really cool game we're playing at 7 this morning. It's called 5 Seconds to Cash. I think we should do a trial round in here, see if we can guess the song with just 5 seconds of the song playing.
All right, we're going to teach you how you can win $100 coming up in 5.
Hey.
Guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So we have this new thing called 5 Seconds of Cash. It's coming your way.
To cash.
It's 5 Seconds to Cash. It's coming your way in less than 20 minutes. And just for your chance to win $100.
Hey, I mean, it's not easy. There's an awesome band called 5 Seconds of Summer. So you can imagine, you know, especially us, that being the professionals that we are, that we're going to screw it up every time we say it.
Of course, it's only our big contest we're trying to
promote. The rules of the contest are simple. Every weekday morning, you got a shot at $100 at 7 a.m. because we're going to play 5 seconds of a song. We're not even asking for the artist. You just got to tell us the name of the song. And if you don't get it, that money carries over to when you play with Cameron at noon. So now all of a sudden, it's $200.
I'll say it. There's a jackpot.
Hey!
There's a jackpot. It just keeps growing and growing until somebody guesses it right, and they get all the money inside.
All right, producer Nicole has pulled 3 songs, 5 seconds of 3 songs, and the first one to yell out their name and then yell out the song.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's number one.
Roy. That is Shawn Mendes.
Don't need the artist.
You don't?
Just the song.
Lorette.
It's in my blood. I'm sorry, that threw me off.
We just said that.
I know. I just, it's
in my blood. Yeah.
I was in my thought process. I was starting with the artist, and then you told me I can't do that, and it got into my head.
Lorette?
Wait,
in my
I
head.
Had it. Crap, it was mine.
In my blood is correct.
I hate this game.
Oh, you see how easy that is?
Mind you, it's going to go like perfect at noon and 4. It's the 7 a.m.
Oh, 100%.
There's going to be a trend at the 7 a.m. time slot.
Yes. All right, here we go. Here's another one.
We're all going to be looking at each other like, is that correct?
Go
no,
ahead,
they gave the artist. Baby, go let me know. Now or never.
Yep.
Halsey.
Oh.
Bam.
Okay.
I'll do both.
All right. Our last one. Meaning.
Okay.
Oh.
Really?
What the?
Yeah.
Loren. Girls like you.
That's what I want
to
say.
Maroon 5.
Between us. Yeah. So Loren's rich.
Ching, ching, ching.
You know, sometimes when you play a board game and you got to let the person at the table win, that's kind of what Roy and I did for you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
We were letting you win. All right, so that's going to happen in just about 15 minutes from now. You're going to have a shot at $100 with this awesome game called 5 Seconds to Cash.
I'm sure we'll screw it up.
I'm sure we will.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
And there's one thing we can all agree on. When you go on a first date, there's going to be questions and issues that pop up. I found a list of like 5 things that are always pop up on a first date and how you can deal with these issues. We'll get into that coming up in under 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation.
Hey, Kiss95.1, who is got this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
If you went on a first date this weekend, can you give us a shout? 704-570-9595. Loren's got a question for you.
Yeah, I found a list of the things that people deal with on a first date. You know, those awkward moments that you're not really sure who's responsible for what.
Hmm. Saying hello first?
Yeah, like who pick, you know, if you're not meeting at the restaurant, like who picks who up? Who pays the tab?
Oh, I feel like everybody meets at a first date.
I would hope so, because if it goes awful, because if it goes awful, it's kind of akimomo when you have to
drop the person back off.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe it's like a different world now than like, because I dated Dallas when we started dating. It was 14 years ago.
Yes, but it's very different because now you meet strangers on an app.
That's true.
I'm not getting in your car after just meeting you on Tinder.
But, well, yeah, I guess if you met on Tinder. But Dallas and I had met in person and like we knew a bunch of the same people. So I made him pick me up on the first date.
Oh, look at you.
I know. So cute.
If you were on a first date this weekend, real quick, jump on the phone. Loren wants to ask you something. 704-570-9595. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, some of the things that a lot of people wonder is who should pay. Now, I always went with the whoever asked on the date the other person, that person should pay.
I think that's fair.
I always went with chivalry.
Right. But some people feel like splitting the bill is the better way to go.
Really?
Because then you don't feel like you owe the other person anything. Like you said, Roy, you would typically meet at the restaurant. Well, some people feel like you should split the first bill.
Because if I bought you dinner, then I asked for a kiss, you might feel
obligated.
Well, he bought me dinner.
Right.
Okay, not bad.
See, I don't think that at all, because I think if the date's crap, then I don't owe you anything. I think that's my compensation for sitting here and listening to your awfulness is you paying at least my portion of the dinner. That's what I think.
Manny, you brought up that first kiss. Some people, they don't know if they should ask for the first kiss or just go in for it. That's another thing that people are dealing with.
Has anyone ever asked to kiss someone?
Yeah, I think on a first date.
Really?
I would say, hey, can I kiss? Do you mind if I kiss you?
Yeah, and like, here's the thing. It's 2018 and there or 2019. I'm sorry, but you should probably ask at this point. However, for me, I almost feel like it ruined the moment. Like, you need to be picking up what I'm putting down. Like, if I'm putting it out there that, yes, I would like to be kissed, then kiss me. But if I'm standoffish, don't.
I mean, you'll know if I don't want the kiss pretty darn quickly.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Gabby in Rock Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going over the things that you have to deal with, the decisions that need to be made on a first date. Loren, read them back to Gabby because she went on a first date this weekend. She said it was good.
Okay, so Gabby, there's 3. Who should pay the first date?
The man.
Okay. Should you ask for a kiss on the first date?
No.
Was there a kiss on your first date this weekend?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the third thing?
The third thing is, when do you connect after the date?
I feel like the next day.
Oh, really? Oh, I think that night. Oh.
Yeah. All right, so Gabby, is that what happened to you guys? You guys went dark until the next day?
Right. Because we got back pretty late, so I feel like a good morning text is appropriate.
Okay, so he didn't drop you off and then text you and say, I had a really good time with you tonight.
Gabby's like, I said goodbye to him when I left.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
That next morning, I said goodbye and I left. So that was connecting, right? Gabby, you did not.
I did.
You did? You spent the night?
Yeah. Wait, no, I didn't spend the night. I spent the night, no kiss. And then I just went to sleep.
Whoa, hang on. Gabby. Right. So you, nothing happened?
No.
He didn't even get a kiss and you spent the night?
No, just a hug. That's it.
I like it, Gabby. You're being kind.
Thanks for the
on
call.
The radio.
I want to know if she slept on the couch or like in the same bed. Or...
Oh, man. Listen, we want to give you $100. 5 seconds to cash comes your way. Minutes away. Don't go anywhere.
This is the KSWNKS HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
We're going to play 5 seconds of a song. If you can name the song, you get $100. 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You get to be the first one ever to play 5 seconds to cash.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
All right, I am on the phone with, we're on the phone with Melissa and Matthews. Melissa and Matthews, you are caller number 9. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, okay. So,
are you really good with naming songs?
Sometimes.
Well, don't be nervous.
Yeah. Just make sure you listen.
Yeah, we're going to play 5 seconds of a song that we play on Kiss all the time. So it's very familiar songs. If you can say the name of the song, you'll win $100 instantly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Melissa and Matthews, here is your song.
Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent.
Oh, my gosh.
2.
What's the song?
Well, we've run out of time.
I know it because my boyfriend was doing all the time.
Yeah. Sorry. But it was, do we tell the song or how does it roll? Does it roll over? Just the money's going to roll over.
That's
today.
Right.
Yeah, just the money.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So don't worry, though. That means we now have $200 for you, for Cameron to be given away the next time we play at 11, okay? Or at noon. What time is it we play?
Noon.
By the way, that was Love Lies. Okay, that's the name of that song. We don't even need the artist. We're trying to make it easy for you by just giving us the name of the song. But now, Melissa and Matthews, you've made everybody a little bit more excited for noon today when the jackpot has gotten to $200, okay?
All right,
thanks for playing. There she goes. So now everybody knows how to play it. We don't need the artist. We just need the name of the song. And if you don't get it, it rolls on. So potentially... we could have a $300 jackpot with AJ later today.
Very true.
Amazing.
I hope you guys get it wrong so the money just gets bigger and bigger.
I wanted to give Melissa and Matthews $100, though.
I know. I love giving away money.
It's easy cash.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, before you leave out of the studio, how do you think that went? A lot of moving parts. Thought it went well.
On my end, everything went well.
Good.
I thought our end went fine.
I think on y'all's end, you did great.
Good.
I felt like that was an easy first song. We've probably already played it 3 times already. but that's okay. I mean, it's Monday morning. The Grammys were last night.
Yeah.
It's all good.
People were up late. We're still having our coffee.
Yeah.
And they only have 5 seconds to guess, right? So maybe.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knew they had 5 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we were a little more lenient, which is sometimes that
might
happen.
Don't tell me that.
Okay. We're trying to give away money.
Okay. Well,
hey,
we have rules to follow.
Before you get out of here, we want to touch on our little get together that we had at Lorraine's house on Saturday night.
Yeah, let's do it.
How fun was that?
I mean, I think I had so much fun. I have a feeling we're going to be telling stories of that night for years to come. And I'm not being dramatic. That's how funny it was. I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe half the time. So do we have time to talk about it?
Yeah, we have a couple minutes here.
So to set it up, the whole reason why we went to Lorraine's house is to meet her new au pair, Elena.
Yep.
And it was a game night. And of course, out of all the games to play, we don't do charades.
No,
we don't
or
do
taboo.
We pick like the hardest game to play for someone that barely speaks English
knows anyone.
Yeah, we play Cards Against Humanity, which has idioms, metaphors, similes. You know, things.
Inappropriate
sayings.
You're guaranteed one inappropriate card per round.
100%. Yeah.
Oh, the things we had to explain to her.
A couple things that hit me right off the top, though. Elena Lorenzo Pair is awesome and speaks really good English.
She really does.
Like, she understands and speaks really good English. Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't understand something, she'll go to her Google Translate or she'll Google it.
Yeah.
And there were definitely moments during the game where we were like, no, don't Google that.
Yes.
I would say she knows basic English.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I don't think she knows really good English.
Oh, I think she speaks very well.
I had side conversation with her. I'm not even talking about the game. I'm talking about like when we were just sitting there eating. Mm-hmm. I had side conversation with her and she was very good. Better than I thought she was going to be. That's good for her.
Well, and I gave her the heads up before you guys came too because I was so stressed out getting dinner ready. We had tacos. And the last time Mani was at my house, I got chastised for not having food ready. So I had
to make
sure.
The party was at 1 and at 1:15 I was getting sodas into the cooler.
So I was like so freaked out that I wouldn't have dinner done before Mani got there.
I wasn't even first. Sterling and Roy were.
Man, why would you worry about that? You had a cheese and charcuterie board out. That was fine.
It was delicious.
It's fine. I didn't know how to eat the charcuterie board, but it was fine.
I think Roy's a little jealous of Elena because she commands the English language better than he does. So he's quick to say she was okay. She wasn't great.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just it was hard. We had to explain a lot of, you know, like.
During the game.
The English.
I'm talking about, did you have conversation with her outside the game at all?
I do, but when I told her that it was very difficult to play a game because her English was so bad, and then you say her English was so good, it was a little confusing. So I was just trying to say, you know, you see what I'm pointing?
People that play Cards Against Humanity know that, like, even people who speak the English language have to go look stuff up to find out what the heck the card means.
There were some cards I didn't know.
We had to explain like what lockjaw was, which is very difficult to explain to someone who
I thought you and Sterling did a great job.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was just difficult.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun though. Did Elena have fun?
Yeah.
What'd she say about us? Give us a recap.
Who's her favorite?
I would say Nicole stayed the longest. So I think Nicole's probably her favorite.
Oh, I thought Mani would be her favorite.
I poured her drinks too.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she was drinking tequila with Nicole.
Yeah.
And I think Mani had the most to make up for because I was constantly getting texts when we would talk about Elena on air. Texts that say, I don't know if I like Mani.
She has some sense of humor,
You could tell, like, Mani was working it because he's just, like, nonstop talking.
Yeah.
But
like,
I'm
nonstop.
Interested. You have no idea. You guys know how curious I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to find out what city she was from, mm-hmm. like, what they were known for.
Right.
Which, that was hard to, we were like, known for, famous for.
Yeah, known for, famous. Like, what is your town known? She said textile.
Yeah.
That's
like,
pretty
for,
cool.
For a fashion.
But the biscuits that I brought in, too.
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I had a great time with her, and I know that she had a lot of laughs, too. She was sitting right next to me. I was helping her with Cards Against Humanity.
Nicole and her kept spilling their drinks all over the carpet, which was fun.
Mine was not on the carpet, though.
You spilled the drink all over your boyfriend. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I accidentally hit him. With elbow. I'd hit him, like, knocked him with my elbow.
No lie. I was still finding, like, spots on rugs and, like, ice under the floor, like, in different places for, like, until last night.
Well, it was actually pretty fun. I know there's pictures up at the MRL show. You can go look there.
Yeah, you guys didn't stay for the bonfire part afterwards.
Well, I had childcare, man. My mom is 76 years old. If she stays out past 11:30, she's sleeping over.
Yeah, that's
You know what I mean? So we wanted to move
it
along. But no, thank you for having us. It was great. The food was great. The games were great. I left my games at your house. I need to come get them.
Oh, I meant
to
bring them today. I'm
Perfect.
Sorry.
Still to come.
All right, we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. So it's going to be brand spanking new, and it comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Wait. Phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Please call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Chris. I got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds? Because I got 30 seconds.
For what?
It's the U.S. Census Survey. Mr. Brown here. We got 30 seconds for a quick survey for your government from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Okay. Like I think I've done one of these before. I think, did you guys call like 2 years ago or something?
Probably did. Probably. Let me see on your account. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah. Looks like Ron called you. Don't worry. Ron got fired.
Oh, okay.
You want to ask me why?
Why did he get fired?
I can't discuss personnel matters with you. Please refrain from asking any questions like that.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it. What forms of public transportation have you used in the last month?
Like
bus,
my car.
Light rail. Well, you don't do public transportation? You just drive your car?
I mean, I'll do Uber.
Well, that's not public. That's Uber. Okay, so police are typically looking for eyewitnesses after a crime. Why not an ear witness?
Wait, what?
And technically, can a blind person be an eyewitness?
I guess, yeah.
Because then I guess they are ear witnesses. I guess I kind of answered my own question.
Uh-huh.
Are you the type of person that hits the flight attendant bell before takeoff? You know, as people are trying to sit down?
No.
And ever heard the phrase, that hurts like the Dickens?
Yeah.
Who or what is a Dickens and why does it hurt?
I don't. No.
Do you own any t-shirts with your name airbrushed on it?
No. This is way more than 30 seconds.
Do you own any penny loafers?
How much longer is this going to be?
Have you ever thought about donating the penny on your penny loafers?
I don't have penny loafers.
And are you a Republican, Democrat, or Republicat?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
That's a good one.
Yep. Alicia Keys, she pulled double duty last night and hosted the 61st annual Grammy Award. She also performed looking beautiful last night. And I loved she played two pianos at the same time at some point during her performance.
Cool. That's really cool.
Some other notable performances from last night, though. Did you guys see Post Malone did a whole medley of songs?
I had no idea that he was like a talented musician.
Yeah.
I didn't.
He started off playing his guitar, doing a slower song, and then it went into the Post that we know.
Tell me that it's not okay. Waiting on his soul, damn day. Hey, call me in the morning. Tell me how last night went. I'm here.
I'm thirsty for that song.
I really liked it. Yeah, me too. Some of the big awards last night, Kacey Musgraves, she won for Album of the Year. Childish Gambino walked away with 3 honors, even though he was not at the actual show. And one of the things that all the fans are talking about is Taylor Swift's loss for Best Pop Album of the Year to Ariana Grande's Sweetener. And Taylor Swift's fans went nuts on the internet last night.
The Swifties are the new little monsters.
Yeah. Yeah,
Gaga's fans. Uh-huh. Gaga's fans would really step up for her if something bad happened to Gaga. Yeah,
for sure.
Loren, are we not going to play this golden moment? Yeah.
Of course, Dolly Parton did a medley of songs with every person, every artist
Miley.
In Hollywood.
Maren Morris was there.
Yep.
Dolly's hometown is a stone throw from here, man.
That's true. Mm. Yeah.
I'm a fan of her.
And everybody performed with her last night.
She looked great.
Speaking of Miley Cyrus, do you know it's not Miley Cyrus anymore?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It is Miley Rae Hemsworth. Mm. She said that she actually did change her last name. We can still refer to her as Miley Cyrus, but legally her last name is Hemsworth now.
Interesting.
Yes.
I wonder if she's going to have the issues you have, because sometimes you're Lauren Marola.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you're Lauren Strager.
And sometimes I'm a Lauren Marola Strager.
Yeah, I mean, you really
did. Really throw it
Amanda around. Thanked the Stragers. Saturday night, we had a little game night at Lorenz's house, and she thanked the Stragers for the food, and I was like, who's that?
This is a true story. I saw a big S on the wall,
And I was like, why is there an S on the wall? I was like, oh, yeah. They're the Stringers.
Loren Marola Stringer.
But that's like you, Manny. Like, we all call you Manny, and that's really your last name.
And when Amanda yells at Steven, nobody knows who she's yelling at.
Yeah. By the way, my husband just texted me. He's not happy that I still use Marola.
I agree, Dad. I'm old school. All right, what else?
Anyway.
That Marola's on the account that you... What else is going on?
Yeah, it's nay on the account, A.
I'm just joking.
Okay, so if you missed Saturday Night Live, Halsey dropped a bomb on all of us. She performed a very stripped-down version of Without Me, and noticeably written on the walls around her was, "Sorry, Ashley, I cheated."
Yeah.
She blew her ex, G-Eazy, out of the water. There was a list of cities that... that he had cheated in, and this was definitely, we all knew that there were some allegations of it, but that was a big one.
Okay. All right.
That's your dirty.
That's my Can't Be the Rent. 704.
What are you laughing at?
I can't tell you on the radio. 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
It sucks when something that funny.
She said something.
Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze,
bring it
on Kiss 95.1.
Jen, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, did you have a great weekend?
I did. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah, we did. But I want to see if we can make your week a little better and see if you can beat me and can't beat Loren.
All right, one of my helpers is getting ready to get out of the car, so hopefully the other one can help me.
All right, who you got with you?
I have my boys, Andrew and Aiden. Andrew's getting ready to get out of the car at school.
All right. Andrew, Aiden, Jen, kick me out of the studio.
All right, Loren. See you later.
I'm going.
Bye, Andrew. Have a good day at school, buddy.
All right, bye.
Thanks. All right.
Bye. All right, Loren, by the way, has left the studio where she can no longer hear these questions.
Andrew, two of your answers today, no matter what the question is, has to be the MRL show. Who discovered the Louisiana Purchase? The MRL show. All right, Jen, here we go. Question number one. Miley Cyrus is no longer Miley Cyrus. She took her husband's last name. What's her husband's last name and her new name?
Helmsworth.
Question.
However you say it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it right.
Question two. Travis Scott didn't take home any Grammys last night, but his baby mama / girlfriend was there to support him as well as a performer. Who is that? Who's
Kylie,
his big?
Kylie Jenner.
And question three, Camila Cabello performed her hit Havana last night. What girl band was she formerly a part of?
Oh, Aiden, do you know this? I'm going to say, this is totally a guess, Fifth Harmony?
Question four, last night Drake won a Grammy for his song God's Plan. What TV show was he a star on? Oh. Andrew, ask Andrew.
Andrew left and he would probably...
Call him back to the car. No answer there?
I'm going to guess Empire.
Okay, question five. Cardi B took home a Grammy last night for Best Rap Album and said it wouldn't have been possible without her daughter. What is her daughter's name?
Oh, Culture?
Come on in, Loren.
You know, Jen did really good.
Oh, really?
She got four correct.
Oh, good for you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a couple things, like, I know that she didn't think she got it right. But she did.
It took us so long to play. Andrew's day is actually over. He's back in the car.
That's great.
All right, here we go. Miley Cyrus is no longer Miley Cyrus. She took her husband's last name. What is that name?
Hemsworth.
All right, it's 1-1.
Cardi B took home a Grammy last night for Best Rap Album. Oh, sorry. I moved that. Okay, Travis Scott didn't take home any Grammys last night, but his baby mama / girlfriend was there to support him as a performer. Who is that?
Kylie Jenner.
That is correct. It's currently 2-2.
And Camila Cabello performed her hit Havana last night. What girl band was she formerly a part of?
Fifth Harmony.
You got it. 3-3.
Last night, Drake won a Grammy for his song God's Plan. What TV show was he a star on?
Degrassi.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Jen said Empire. It is 4-3.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, Cardi B took home a Grammy last night for Best Rap Album, and she said it wouldn't have been possible without her daughter. What is her daughter's name?
Culture.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. The Ren, you win. 42 wins, by the way.
She gave a little shout out to Culture during her performance, too.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Jen, I'm so sorry. Not quite a win. You guys know what I want to hear.
We're Jen and Aiden from Huntersville. We can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Speaking of kids, like Culture. Dean, my 6-year-old, soon to be 6, got invited to a 6-year-old birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a really interesting thing about this birthday party. There's a strange circumstance. Because the party that we're going to, that little boy got a bad report from school. So now we all have to do something at the birthday party. And it's so strange.
All right.
Okay.
Did I get you? Did I wet your whistles with this?
Yeah.
Wait to hear what the parents decided to do at this birthday party. I'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Manny Rowe with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So this morning at 7 o'clock, we started a new contest called 5 Seconds to Cash, where we're taking songs that we normally play here on Kiss 95.1. And we're going to play 5 seconds of the clip. If you can guess it correctly, just the name of the song, you get $100. If you get it incorrect, we take that $100 and we roll it over to the next time we play. The next time we do play is with our Midday Bay Cameron at noon, and the person this morning lost. So there's $200 in the pot to be had at noon.
Cool.
So make sure you're listening with Cameron to win 5 seconds to cash.
You know what I love about this? It's every day this week. You got a shot at $100 at 7 a.m. with us. You know, that's cool money. Okay, so Dean is my 5-year-old son's about to be 6, so a lot of his friends are turning 6. He was invited to a birthday party that has super strange circumstances. The invitation came, and at the bottom of the invitation, in nicely neat and written penmanship, it says it says the boy's name has been misbehaving, so please no presents.
Wow. What?
That's awkward.
That's so awkward.
And the whole card was like, a sports card because the boy loves sports. It's like, come and enjoy a day of sports and fun, but please. And then at the bottom it says in handwriting, you know, nice and neat, blank has been misbehaving, so please no presents. And I know someone else who got invited because I was wondering, I said, I wonder if maybe I told Amanda if this was the card that was like the example card and they showed it to him and said, listen, I'm going to send these.
And it accidentally got sent.
Right? Because I was like, because Amanda's like, we don't want to be the only one that goes without a present.
Yeah.
So I know somebody else who got invited, same message on their card.
Okay. So I feel some type of way about this because honestly, don't put everyone else in the middle, I guess. And two, I don't know. It's just an awkward thing. Like, if you as a parent want to hold the presents back and say, well, you won't get to open these presents until you start behaving, that's one thing. But to put your friends and your family in the middle of that whole situation, I feel like is a little awkward.
Yeah, wouldn't you just cancel the party?
Right.
If they're being that problematic, if your child's acting up that much, be like, yeah, you're grounded. No party.
I think there's a multiple ways to think about it. That's why I wanted to bring it to you guys, because I know the MRL Show family, you guys also have an opinion on this too. Like, you could still have the party. We could still sing happy birthday. It's a sports theme. There's going to be like a little driving range, a little football toss, you know, Loren, like you had for cash kind of with different sports. But just no presents. There will be no presents at this party because he's misbehaved. Now, I'm dying to know what he did.
Isn't that a
aren't you curious? Like, was it one thing? Was it multiple things? Did they keep warning him?
Yeah, but like,
like even Santa, you have to be really, really bad to get coal in your stocking. Yeah. Like, even Santa will give you multiple chances to make it right if you've been bad for Christmas.
Yeah, and I just don't understand what I think sending maybe the kid a mixed signal by saying, well, you can still have the birthday party, you're just not going to get any presents. At that point, you should have just moved the party or canceled the party or, I don't know. I just feel like that's a really strange thing to ask people not to do.
It is strange because if he's been naughty, he's going to be having fun and celebrating and having a good time.
You can have a birthday party, but you will not have any fun while you're there.
Yeah, it's weird.
When he's 30 and he's having a conversation, will he remember his 6th birthday party because it was a sports party and they sang happy birthday? Or will he remember it because it was the year he got no gifts because he was bad? What will he remember?
Oh, probably they got no gifts.
Right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I remember I got grounded from, what's that, Ernie and who else from Sesame Street?
Bert
and Ernie. So me and my sister, when we were
Hold on.
What?
I feel like Bert and Ernie is like peanut butter and jelly. What? I feel like if you say one, you definitely know the name of the other. Right, don't you, Loren?
Yeah, but don't get hung up there.
Who knows how my mind works? Let me tell you how it works.
You are amazing.
I was grounded from Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
Forever.
Oh.
So as a little kid, me and my sister wanted to play barbershop. So we grabbed these Sesame Street dolls, Bert and Ernie, and we cut their hair off. And my dad got so mad because evidently they were collectibles and worth a lot of money. And so he told him, he goes, you will never see these again. And sure enough, we never saw them again.
Wow.
Like, he hid them.
So there's a reason why you don't know Bert's name, because you haven't seen him in
100
years.
Yeah, I've been grounded from the character.
All right. I would love to hear phone calls on this. Producer Nicole, see if we can find some people that maybe agree with the parents. Like, maybe you did some sort of interesting punishment, or maybe you had an interesting punishment when you were a kid. 704-570-9595. Dean was invited to a birthday party, and on the invitation, it said, please no presents. Blank has been misbehaving.
Hey, good for you. Now it's cheaper for you.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. I go, hey.
Saving a buck.
We don't have to go get a, yeah. Also, ask the pair if she knows Ernie and Blank.
Okay. All right.
KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so I just told a story. If you're just jumping in the car, thank you so much for listening to the MRL show. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Charlotte.
Our bosses want us to say that.
Special props if your name is Charlotte. You get special props there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just told a story. My son Dean was invited to a birthday party. The card said it was a real fun-looking invitation card, and it said, we'll see you there with the date and all that stuff. Then written down below the printed card was a note handwritten that says, please do not bring blank any gifts. He has been misbehaving. And Amanda and I were like, whoa, this is crazy. Maybe we got the one card that was used as an example and they accidentally sent it. We talked to someone else who was invited. They got the same note. Sure mm-hmm. enough, they're throwing a birthday party, but because he has been misbehaving, we are not bringing any gifts.
So we're getting some text messages to the studio, Manny, and someone texted in from 336 and said, I feel like no presents from the gifts is going to give the impression that no one cares about him and can start more problems or different problems than just saying we're not doing anything. We're not going to let him open them because he's acting up. Now, I agree with this texter, and me personally, I'm taking a gift to the party regardless. Don't put me in the middle of your parenting issues. No, seriously.
Like, yeah, but it says on the card not to. Now you're disrespecting the party rules.
No, but here's the thing. Like, now you're making me the bad guy to your son or your daughter. So how about I just bring the gift and you can tell them whether they can or cannot open it.
So much controversy. Lauren's showing up. Where's the presents table?
Oh, I would.
And, like, it's a huge present, too.
And here's the thing. It's like, I'm not trying to start anything. I just don't want to be the bad guy in your relationship with your kid. Like, now it feels like you're trying to pawn that responsibility off on me and I'm supposed to be punishing your son. No, I don't feel comfortable with that. So I'm gonna bring a gift regardless, and then you can have that conversation with your kid.
Man,
she's so angry.
I'm sorry.
I feel like there's something else going on.
I don't think we're gonna do that, though. I think we're just gonna live by the card's wishes.
And if Dallas wouldn't let me take a gift, I wouldn't go. Quite honestly.
Okay.
I just don't want to be put in the middle of it.
Okay. Let's take a phone call from Susan and Charlotte. Susan, I'm sure you're as passionate as Loren by this. What's going on?
So I agree. I think plenty of people say no gifts on an invitation now, but it's because our kids have so much stuff or because they want you to donate to something. But I think to put on the invitation no gifts because he's misbehaving is just intentionally shaming him publicly, which is a really poor parenting technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
One of you said, now I'm curious what he did.
Right, because that's going to be the tea at the party, figuring out what Tommy did.
Now everybody's all invested in what he did wrong. I think that's just public shaming, and it's crummy.
Then there's going to be, like, rumors.
Thanks, Susan.
Like, oh, I heard Tommy was,
Yeah, like something like really bad. I heard he's moving lots of cocaine up from Colombia.
Oh, God.
Six.
What? Something ridiculous.
Yeah, like the drug pin. Yeah, he's been working with Pablo Escobar. Yeah. I really have a feeling at this point it's all moot, because if they've listened to the show, then we're not getting invited anymore anyway. The next card's going to be like, stay at home, keep your present, tell Loren I said shove it.
Yeah, tell Loren I said shove it. She doesn't even know Loren. This is Laura in Charlotte. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Hi.
So I don't know that I necessarily agree with what they're doing as well, but I do have two sons who, for about a week straight, refused to clean their room. Like, I tried everything. I kept threatening them. If you don't clean your room, you're not having a birthday party and you're not going to get toys. And so for an entire week, these two hard-headed little boys
refuse to clean their rooms. So instead of them each getting their own separate birthday party with their friends, I ended up doing a joint birthday party for them, and it was like my mom and my three brothers, and I asked them to bring them no toys, just educational stuff. So puzzles or crafts, stuff like that. Stuff that, you know, because it's still their birthday, and I feel like while they still need to be punished, so now they're not getting their big, huge blowout party with all their buddies.
Laura, here's
still being celebrated.
Here's the thing that my wife Amanda said, because we discussed this yesterday. She said maybe they asked him. They gave him the option. Do you want to have no party and we'll get you some gifts? Or would you rather have all your friends over, have this party, but they're not bringing you presents? That's a possibility. And he chose. He said, hey, I want to be around my friends. Dean really likes the kid. He's very nice.
Yeah, but then is that,
really
that
a punishment, though?
Right. Is it
Are
a punishment?
Really getting... Yeah, like what?
You're not getting
I don't
presents.
Know that that's as effective because then your kid's still thinking, well,
okay.
You know, either way, I'm going to get something.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
And quite honestly, I still don't understand why they wouldn't just let you guys bring the gifts and not open them at the party. And then if you want to punish your kid, then behind closed doors or whatever, then you hold that over his head and say, well, you can't open your gifts until you start behaving. Then that's your job as his parent. That's not my job.
Roy, here's someone who's as passionate as Loren about a lot of things that we talk about.
Okay, it's Colby in York.
Good morning.
Hi, Colby.
Admit, Colby, that even for you, Loren's a little bit extreme.
I don't know. I'm with her on this.
Thank you, Colby.
It's not my job. It's not my job to parent your kid in any and all in any shape, way, or form. If I'm coming to a birthday party, I'm bringing something, regardless of what your thing says. It's up to you to not give them that gift.
Right.
Okay. Now, if like Marvin, if he were to tell me that, okay, well, it says we can't bring anything. We can't take anything. Okay, then I'm just not going at all.
Right, because I don't want to feel awkward.
Right, thanks, Colby. But I don't want Dean to be the only one that didn't go, and he's excited to play with some of the other friends, too.
Let's bring in Shannon from Hickory. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing really well. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What would you like to say?
Well, I had a personal experience with my own son. In first grade, him and another little boy decided to climb over the fence from recess and walk down the road. Well, my salon is right down the road, so I had a friend call me and say, hey, I think your kid is walking down the road with another little boy. So I'm like, oh, crap. I had color on my client, so I pulled her up. We had to jump in the car. Let's roll. So I picked him up from my friend's house that called them in, but he had a birthday at Great Wolf Lodge that I've already paid a ton of money on. My family was coming into town. So he was grounded. That was a week before the party, so he was completely grounded from everything for a week. We still let him have the party and the presents, but they got taken back as soon as we pulled back in South Carolina.
See, I'm cool with that because you're parenting your own kid.
Thanks, Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think, what do you think I should do then?
I think you should take a gift.
Oh, that's the worst idea. Roy?
And then, like, be, like, really weird about it, and, like, you didn't even ever read the RSVP. Be like, hey, you want to go ahead and open it up now,
yeah. Like, really? I think you should write in the card, like, a very passive-aggressive, I know your parents don't want you to have this, but yeah. I really do.
Better yet, hide it in the ground. Like, do a scavenger hunt. Make the kid find it.
By the way, the party is, I think, March 2nd.
And so. See, he's not even going to be in trouble or remember what he did at that point.
I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Take a gift.
Get the T-Force.
Still to come.
All right, we got a brand new senseless survey. What happens, you know, we've been doing senseless surveys for, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when I recall someone I called, 2 years ago? Is he going to remember it's me? We'll find out with a brand new senseless survey coming your way in 5 minutes. Manny Roy.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Chris. I got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds? Because I got 30 seconds.
For what?
It's the U.S. Census Survey. Mr. Brown here. We got 30 seconds for a quick survey for your government from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Okay. I think I've done one of these before. I think, did you guys call 2 years ago or something?
Probably did. Probably. Let me see on your account. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah. It looks like Ron called you. Don't worry. Ron got fired.
Oh, okay.
You want to ask me why, or?
Why did you get fired?
I can't discuss personnel matters with you. Please refrain from asking any questions like that.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it. What forms of public transportation have you used in the last month?
Like,
bus,
my car.
Light rail. Well, you don't do public transportation? You just drive your car?
I mean, I'll do Uber.
Well, that's not pub boy, because Uber. Okay, so police are typically looking for eyewitnesses after a crime. Why not an ear witness?
Wait, what?
And technically, can a blind person be an eyewitness?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Because then I guess they are ear witnesses. I guess I kind of answered my own question.
Uh-huh.
Are you the type of person that hits the flight attendant bell before takeoff? You know, as people are trying to sit down?
No. Yeah.
And ever heard the phrase, that hurts like the Dickens?
Yeah.
Who or what is a Dickens and why does it hurt?
I don't know.
Do you own any t-shirts with your name airbrushed on it?
No. This is way more than 30 seconds.
Do you own any penny loafers?
How much longer is this going to be?
About donating the penny on your penny loafers?
I don't have penny loafers.
And are you a Republican, Democrat, or Republicat?
Oh. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I love it. I love the beginning because I think you messed up.
Oh yeah.
If I may.
Hey Chris, I got 30 seconds. You got?
Did you meant to say? Do you have 30 seconds?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. You covered. I got 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds.
Covered nicely.
It turned out being really funny, but.
Just like everything I do, I screw up and I make people laugh.
You back into funny. Yeah. I love that.
Land on your feet.
Yeah.
All right, so last night was the 61st annual Grammy Awards hosted by Alicia Keys. She did a great job. And she opened the show with five really strong women, herself, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, J-Lo, and Michelle Obama. And Michelle Obama seemed to steal the show. The crowd was so excited to see her.
From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade.
It was definitely very visual that the future is female.
BT Dubs, I didn't realize how tall Michelle Obama was.
Oh, yeah, she's very tall. I mean, you have to think, too, a lot of people in Hollywood and musically are pretty short. I feel maybe that's just the thing. Are creative people short?
I know Tom Cruise is.
Yeah. Anyway, the big winners of the night was Kacey Musgraves, and she took away the award for Album of the Year. Childish Gambino won 3 honors, was not in attendance of the show. And Dua Lipa walked away and won Best New Artist. She did a great job with her speech as well, but got played off.
What I want to begin is by saying how honored I am to be nominated alongside so many incredible female artists this year, because I guess this year we've really stepped up. I want to say a really big thank you to my fans who have allowed me to be the best version of myself.
That's she cool. wasn't the only one that got played off. Cardi B and Drake also got played off as well. And this is something we didn't see on the award show, but during a pre-Grammy concert in Los Angeles, Bebe Rexha was singing her Florida Georgia Line collaboration, Meant to Be, and the crowd didn't know the words, so she stopped her band and yelled at the audience and told them this song was at number one for like 50 weeks. And she used some bad words.
Really?
Which we won't do. But she said, what do you mean you guys don't know the words? I worked too hard for this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love a good breakdown. I love it.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, she celebrated her 50th birthday with a very star-studded bash in Los Angeles. Her ex, Brad Pitt, was there.
Oh, what does that mean?
Let the rumors begin.
Oh, you know, I would be the most excited if these two got back together.
Same here.
Yeah. All right. What's hot? What's trending? What do you need in your life? I found a coffee cup. It's called Amber, and it keeps your coffee hot. They have a rose gold one, which is perfect for Valentine's Day if you're looking for something to get someone who's, you know, you don't want to get something too intimate. I think this is a good Valentine's Day gift.
Okay.
If you're just starting to maybe date someone.
All right, go check that out and other things that Loren likes. Will your whole week be filled with Valentine's ideas?
Maybe.
Okay, cool. I like that. Hey, Roy earlier didn't know who Bert's buddy was. and I feel like Ernie and Bert and Ernie are two things that go together.
Yeah.
So I have the things that go together game for you.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And we're going to follow Roy's adventures and see if he knows the things that go together coming up in under 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere, you guys.
Hey, want to get 95-1?
So I didn't know who Bert and Ernie were.
You knew one. You didn't know the other.
Yeah. Right. So, yes, earlier Roy goes, Bert, and who's
the
his
other
friend?
Guy.
Yeah, and you tried to breeze over it, but I wasn't able to do that.
I didn't realize it was such a big deal that I had to know the two together.
I mean, Loren, I figured we could play the things that go together game with Roy and see if he knows.
And Bert and Ernie, by the way, is like peanut butter and jelly. Like, can't have one without the other.
I guess Bert was my fave.
All right. Loren just gave you one, peanut butter and...
Oh, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you, Loren.
Bread and...
Oh, he's totally going to get this wrong.
Bread and what?
This is my bread and...
Oh, bread and butter.
Okay. Hey, wow.
There we go. But if you didn't give me the sentence, I wouldn't have gotten that.
You would have said water.
I was like, bread, yeah.
Isn't that like a prisoner
like
meal?
Bread and milk? I don't know.
Adam and...
Is Roy, this a science question?
Is this serious?
Adam and neutrons.
No!
Adam? How about Adam and Eve?
Oh.
Holy cow. I'm done. I'm leaving.
I thought it was like a science question.
Manny is banging his head off the desk.
Adam and neutrons. Adam and neutrons.
Like the electron.
He doesn't know.
The sad part is I'm an ordained minister. I probably should have learned that one in the book.
If you've ever had a moment, that was it.
Adam and Neutron. Okay. so good. Batman and?
Robin.
Okay.
Yep.
Thelma and?
Thelma. Is it like Thelma and Louise?
There you go.
Yeah.
Scooby and?
Scooby and Scrappy.
Not the answer we're looking for.
Oh, okay. Shaggy.
There you
okay,
go.
Yeah.
Beavis and?
Butthead.
I would have said Scrappy, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
There's many more episodes of Scooby and Shaggy running together.
Yeah, but they're the two dogs, so...
I'm going to throw you for a loop on these last two. Clyde and?
Bonnie.
Gets you sharp as a tack all of a sudden.
Yep.
Cher and?
Come on, you know this.
Oh, she did the song with the I'm in Vain with him.
No.
She didn't do You're So Vain?
No.
Oh, she did I Love You, Babe.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I've Got You, Babe.
I've Got You, Babe. Sunny. It's Sunny.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Sunny. Yeah. Ooh, that took me a second. That one's hard.
Scully and...
Roy's faces are awesome. He doesn't know something.
Scully.
Yep. Very popular TV show.
Come on, you partners. Can do it. I don't even have the list
Scully,
in front of me, and I know these.
You know, is this like a
now,
is it on TV right now?
No.
I'm tricking you because if I said the first name first, you would say Scully.
Right.
So I'm giving you, this is not the order it usually goes in, but who is Scully's partner?
On the plane when he landed in the Hudson?
No, that's Sully.
Sully.
Sully and the Hudson?
I don't know. Who's Scully and Davis?
Mulder!
Mulder and Scully from the X-Files.
What the hell is that?
The X-Files?
Mulder and Scully? Did you know that, producer Nicole?
I had no idea where you were going with that.
Right.
Really? You don't know Mulder and Scully?
And you never heard of them.
Even when he said that it was a show on TV?
Nope. Haven't heard of one, haven't heard of the other, and I don't know what show.
Okay.
Garfunkel and?
Simon.
Yep.
I would have known that one. A very famous cartoon, Reverse, Jerry and...
Tom.
Tom.
What did you say? Wait, Nicole, don't answer them. We're supposed to be doing this.
I heard an S.
I was going to say Seinfeld. I'm so stupid.
You gave us an S. I heard... S. All right. Good for you, buddy. You didn't do bad. You were on a roll there.
The only thing I didn't know was Adam and Eve.
Loren, Mork and...
That's not the only thing you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Mindy.
There you go. Good one. All right.
Wait, which one was that one?
Mork and Mindy, an old TV show with Robin Williams. Okay. Up next, a Reddit thread says how employees get back at rude customers. We love doing these. We'll get into it in under 10 minutes. Make sure you're listening at noon today. If you want to win $200, Cameron's got your shot with a new contest we started today, and we're going to play it every day at 7 a.m., noon, and 4. It's called 5 Seconds to Cash. You literally have 5 seconds of a song. You got to guess what song that is. And if you guess it correctly, just by the title, we don't need the artist, you win $100. Now, if we don't get a winner like we didn't this morning.
Yeah, we take your $100 and we roll it to the next hour we play. So the next time we play is at noon. So Cameron will have $200 for you to win. And if I were you, we were idiots and we screwed up and we said the name of the song. So if I'd go to the podcast, if I were you, I'd download the MRL On Demand podcast, find out what song that we, like idiots, said on the radio, and then listen at noon for that song.
Because apparently the song rolls over, too.
Yes. That's what I would do if I were you. I would cash in on our mistake, on how dumb we are.
You can win $100 more instantly on Kiss 95.1.
Yeah.
Good.
So... the secret ways employees get back at rude customers. You know, when I was a server at the Country Cooking All-American Buffet, I took great pride in getting back at rude customers.
You did?
I took great pride in it.
How rude were the customers to you? What were they doing?
Oh, service industry's hard, man. Yeah. People are weird.
Like there was this one guy, big old Southern guy, and he always thought it was funny for him to leave you a tip, and it would be like a note card with advice. And he thought that was a hoot. Like, he'd come in, and he'd be like, you remember the last time? Remember what tip I gave you last time?
That's annoying.
Yeah. So, by the way, this is what we found on the Whisper app, which is fantastic because it's people they admit to all the things that they wouldn't normally admit. But one of them, and I'll tell you what I used to do here in a second, and if you used to get back at rude customers, you can call us right now at 704-570-9595. I love this one. I had a handsy customer, so I accidentally poured cream in his lap. Jeez.
Oops. Sorry about that.
I'm more surprised about the handsy customer.
Oh, I know. No, it's that's bad, a thing. Man.
See, I was never a server. The closest I got, I worked at Dairy Queen, but I was behind a window.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. This one is, I work at Whole Foods. If customers are rude, I put my hands on the scale to overcharge them for produce.
Ooh.
Like secretly put their like little hand to weigh it down.
This stuff happens?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if this is on the list or not, but I have spoken to a barista before that says that they pour decaf coffee if the people are rude to them.
We got a confession.
Yeah. That's exactly what I used to do to get back at people when they wanted coffee and I knew they were rude. I'd give them decaf.
Yeah, that was a confession we got too. I remember it.
704-570-9595. What's the ways that you got back at rude customers?
This is blowing my mind because if you're not in the service industry, you had no idea this goes on. What else?
This is a man that was really rude and drunk. He demanded a glass of white wine, so I poured him water and told him it was white wine.
No. Yeah, you would know. Well, if you were really drunk, maybe not. You know, now this is illegal, but I remember when I was working as a server and we were at a hotel, if somebody didn't sign their check or the check disappeared, you could automatically charge their room 20% because you ask them their room when they sit down. So people would, quote unquote, lose checks if they didn't get a great tip so that they could just add the 20% later on. Yeah. Now you were taking a 50-50 shot of them disputing the check, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure that was illegal.
Yeah. I don't think people are doing it anymore, Roy, but it was a thing at the time. This was a long time ago, too.
I felt like you just incriminated yourself.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. It wasn't me.
This person said, I've forgotten to apply discounts to rude customers.
You and what? She what?
Forgot to apply discounts.
Okay.
If someone starts being super impatient, I slow way down.
All right. We need to hear from anyone who worked in the service industry, whether maybe you worked at a retail store or like a restaurant. What was it that you did? These are blowing me away because I've never worked this business before, so I've never seen the side.
704-570-9595. That's how you reach MRL.
Now it's your East Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, Roy, you were reading from the Whisper app, eh?
Yeah, about the secret ways employees get back at the rude customers.
What were some of the things that people were saying?
Make sure you whisper it. Yeah. You know, we were talking about some of the things that, you know, we used to do. I used to be a server at Country Cooking, the All-American Buffet. I used to specifically give people the hard rolls if they were being hard to deal with.
Mm.
I wouldn't give them the big fluffy ones.
See, that's what's surprising to me is how many customers are real, or like drive someone in the service industry to do this to them. Yeah. Like they're real jerks.
Oh my gosh, I've had someone come up and they immediately warn you that their steak better be cooked correctly.
Oh, I have a friend like that. My friend Kara, she's a really picky eater. She's going to kill me for saying this.
At least you didn't say your name.
But she like doesn't eat dairy, doesn't eat, she's a vegetarian, like, and going out to eat with her is like a whole thing. Oh, and she immediately sits down and tells the server, like, I'm really sorry, I've got a lot of dietary issues.
Okay.
Well, that's nicer than, you better make the steak medium rare. If it's over that, I'm going to send it back. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, bro, it's not steakhouse, it's country cooking. this is Christina in Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So you worked at some place that Manny worked at.
Yes, I actually used to work at a Dairy Queen. This was a long time ago. And as Manny knows, the blizzards, when you serve them, they're actually supposed to be able to be so frozen you can turn them upside down.
Yes.
Well, we had a rude customer all the time. He would always come in and get the same blizzard. He would flip it over and he would purposely be like, oh, did you make this right? Did you do this correct? Ugh. And we just got tired of it. So one Saturday he came to the drive-thru and we made his blizzard two cars before. So when he came to turning it over, he had actually gotten, I don't know if it was karma, but he got a new truck.
Oh.
And he came to flip it over and it went everywhere.
I'm just kind of
oh my gosh. Did he stop coming through after that?
Oh, no, he still came through, but his attitude completely changed.
That's funny. I remember, Christina, my major issue at the Dairy Queen was making shakes. Like, I didn't do it intentionally. Nobody ever bothered me, but, like, I would make it so thick that, like, the people's eyes would pop out trying to drink it. they're like, you got to break this up a little bit. I was like, all right, give it back. Thanks, Christina.
We're getting some texts to the studio as well. And 830 texted in and said, I work at a restaurant and customers complain that we messed up the toppings on the pizza. So we just take them in the back and pick off the wrong toppings and bring it back out.
This is Will in Harrisburg. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So how'd you get back at that rude customer?
So I'm from Michigan, and in Michigan, Little Caesars has, like, little play place places like kind of like Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
We had this one customer. She would call every Saturday night, like, 2 minutes before we closed, after everything was green, after that. Then she would come and pick up her pizza, and she would complain every single week about the pizza, every single week. So one week she calls. I take the juice from the anchovies and spread it all over her dough and then make her pizza like normal. And so she came, she picked it up, and then she went home. She called back and screamed at us, but she never came back again.
You taught her. Will, can something like that go to the manager? Like, even the manager's on your side. Like, it's not great customer service, but even the manager's like, all right, Operation Anchovy is underway.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't know it. He yelled at me afterward, but he was glad that I did it.
Yeah, so. There you go. Thanks, bud.
Let's talk to Logan in Gastonia. Hey, Logan.
Good morning, guys. So, fun fact, I was actually the one who was telling you that I put decaf espresso in people's lattes way back when I worked at Starbucks.
I remember that.
I remember, yeah, Logan.
I wish I could still get away with doing that. I'm just going to walk behind a random bar one day and do it.
But Logan, you that's not the only thing you did. You're calling in about something entirely different as well.
Correct. So I have worked in hospitality in hotels for the past 5 years now. Started at the front desk. Let somebody come to a front desk and cop an attitude and watch their keys just no longer work for anything. Like, oh, you're in a hurry and you need to get into your room? We're so sorry. Something's wrong with the system. Your key won't work. No, it's not. We canceled it. We killed it. So you have to keep coming back down. Yeah, we get yelled at a little bit more, but at the end of the night, we get to go home and sleep in our bed and you're still locked out of your room.
Logan, I love how petty you are.
So satisfying.
Oh, petty Watt, petty White, petty Lapel, petty Lapone, honey.
Sweet besties.
I love Thanks, it. You Logan. Know, when I went to Paris, we got there really early. Our plane landed at 7, like 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, most hotels don't allow you to check in till 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what am I going to do, stand in the cold? So we were really nice to the guy behind the counter. He was super cool. He was like, listen, the best I can do is noon. That's the best. And the person, so we were just hanging out in the hotel lobby waiting, and this person comes in. And I hate being stereotypical, but they're wearing, like, super rich clothes and, like, They're just kind of snobby.
A little Kardashian-y.
Kind of Kardashian, mm-hmm. And they were demanding the early room.
Ugh.
And the guy was like, sorry, we have a policy. It's 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, I know that, well, he's, you know, hooking.
Yeah, he's working him over.
He's hooking me up. He hooked me up because I was nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. But he was telling the guy, sorry, we have a policy. I can't get you in at 3.
Sorry, Richie Rich.
Yep. This is a good rule of thumb here. If you're a customer, be nice.
That's it.
You get taken care of. It's that easy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.